accidents and sickness, an extraordinary nurse, one thing after another, the diagnosis and prognosis of the doctor. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We found Franzine on this intriguing journey. Through accidents and sickness, she did overcome life's adversities. If not for her resilience and faith, she would have been consumed by the maladies that happened to her. When a diagnosis goes against healing, and the prognosis presents obstacles that the natural man cannot overcome, she must rely on a core principle that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Ms. Franzine's life began when she was given away by her mother, a college student, who became pregnant in September 1950, only to discover that she did not have the time or the willingness to raise a child. So, her mother did what she thought was best for the child and shifted her responsibility into the more responsible and loving hands of her mother to raise and nurture her. Grandmothers are a good place to start our assessment, as they rarely say no to an opportunity to pick up the slack of any possibility to show love. There is a saying in an African tribal proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. So the village came to the forefront. There was an invisible village of brothers that was in the village, unknown to her. There were 9 uncles. These uncles were not big on nurturing, but came on board to offer financial support. Little Miss Franzine was named by her uncle Fran, a veteran in the United States Army. Once he named her, it gave her a sense of belonging, and the other uncles accepted the responsibility of caretakers. A cautionary tale here to all young ladies should try to know their men of invisibility, because it was almost devastating for Franzine. She is sprouting into womanhood speedily with her female juices flowing and infatuation enters the equation. I guess you could say a song by Paul Anka, a popular song of the 60s, and they call it puppy love, could apply here.